So what happens when you have a poke on Facebook? Who would be poking me?
You know, I don't get the whole poke thing. It's just kind of like, hey, how you doing?
That's it?
That's it. And then you
just looking for messages.
Poke them back, and I don't get it.
Rich McFadden doesn't get it. Doug Steffen doesn't get it. Roberta Fasanelli certainly doesn't get it. Jennifer, she may get it. We're all here together on the Dudley Steffen Good Day program. The day is Wednesday. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be visiting with us in a few minutes. He has a story, not a story, right? He has information on his Forbidden Doctor website. It'll be maybe we can discuss it. We can go to a certain extent, and then we'll have to stop. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll talk about Catherine Zeta. Is it Zeta or Zeta?
Zeta.
Catherine Zeta Jones with Dr. Jack about bipolar disorder. She's come
with Dr. Jack Zeta Stockwell.
Yeah, he'll be here too.
Okay.
In the meantime, some of the things people are talking about today, the latest on the Anthony Weiner thing is that his wife stands by her man.
Mm-hmm.
And together they say he's not dropping out of the race just because he's involved in yet another sexting scandal.
How embarrassing that he went by the name Carlos Danger.
Carlos
really?
Danger.
I mean, is that just
that's
embarrassing? I mean, that makes this even worse.
Yeah, right.
I am Carlos Danger. And this is my sidekick, Guido.
The White House lobbying to keep funding for the NSA program that's responsible for Mr. Snowden's leaks says if we don't have it, we'll be attacked by terrorists by 10 tomorrow night. That's not what they really said, but close. Anyway. Let's see here. What else is happening? The royal newborn, no baby name yet, but it's not going to be Dudley. I think we've got that, Richie. It's not going to be Richie either.
They're still working on it. It could be Richard. It could be Charles.
Yeah. The Pope's in Brazil, and he's looking for new priests. He's visiting with young seminarians there, trying to get more young men interested. And you know how to get more men interested being the priesthood?
Let them get married?
Let them get married.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. That'll fix it easily. Detroit is still bankrupt. Okay. Apple did very well in its first quarter. Let's see here. I don't know. Is there anything else that we haven't... Oh, wait a minute. This is an interesting one. Baseball players are demanding stiff suspensions for anybody who's caught. In other words, the guys who don't dope want the guys who do dope dumped.
Yeah.
Dump the dopers.
And I understand that.
Makes sense.
You do.
Yeah, because they're getting, you know, here I am
playing by the rules
a year,
yeah, right?
And this guy's doing 30 home runs a year because he's doping up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not. I'm with them.
Think about A-Rod. He's getting ready to get bounced.
Adios. There's about a dozen, aren't there?
Ryan Braun just got bounced for 65 days.
A dozen or so.
They're saying A-Rod could be life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
End of his... So how much is he getting paid a year?
He's already done anyway, though.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's retired, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Guy's
been around
40
for
yet?
A dozen years. No, no.
Was he the same? Wasn't he having a thing
probably
with...
Probably 34.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's been around with a lot of them, though, right? The chicky?
Yeah. He's big into starlets.
I'll tell you who I'm big into. Dr. Jack Stockwell is somebody that I think is worthy of some time, interest, and attention. So we will have him here visiting on several different fronts in just a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Tough guys are here. Richie's a tough guy.
Tough guy, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, he's a tough guy, huh? Jack Stockwell's a tough guy. Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm
nice and sweet and kind and gentle, so I'm not in that department. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the few NUCA board-certified chiropractors on the planet Earth, is here with us. He has a website, destinationjackstockwell.com, and the through jackstockwell.com presents, I think it's a monthly newsletter, isn't it? The Forbidden Doctor, isn't that a monthly newsletter?
Yeah, we've tried a completely new format. This one has taken a little bit longer to put together, but we expect a new monthly one now, from now on.
All right, so if you signed up for it at jackstockwell.com, you'd be reading about hemorrhoids this month. A lot of people don't want to talk about hemorrhoids because it's hard to...
just rain.
You sound like you're having a hard time talking about it.
I just like listening to you say the word. Can you say it again?
Hemorrhoids. Well, didn't we do something with hero or hemorrhoids? Was that, who was that that we were focused on when we asked
Ed
that question?
Snowden.
Oh, Snowden. Is he a hero or a hemorrhoid? Anyway, so, Jack, you have done much research into hemorrhoids. I won't ask you why.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because in the year 2012, it was the most researched subject on Google of a health topic. Ahead of breast cancer,
really?
Ahead of heart problems,
ahead of diabetes.
Well, it drove a lot of people in the internet.
Calm down, Jennifer.
I want to know why they're called hemorrhoids and not asteroids.
Hey, we're not going to get too far with this, Jack. You might want to give us a quick outline so we can move on to something else.
Well, you know, you just go to my, if you did not receive it in your mail this morning, it's because you're not on the free email list.
Right.
And you just go to jackstockwell.com. Right there on the landing page, you can click on sign up for free newsletter, and you'll receive it.
Right.
And it will not only tell you the problem, it'll tell you what you can do about it.
Right. This is a solution-oriented. This whole article, I'm reading it now, is not about hemorrhoids in the sense that, okay, everybody knows they itch and it's uncomfortable and it's, you know, whatever it is. But Jack has offers a solution for the problem, and it's not Preparation H necessarily.
No,
if you have wrinkles on your face, though, Preparation H is good for that. Did you know that? No, I'm not being facetious. The stuff in most skin creams
under eye bags
that are used successfully by people have the same ingredients as Preparation H.
But there's a serious side effect, Doug.
What?
You want to sit in a chair face first.
Roberta. Oh, okay.
Wow. She pulled that off, and I didn't even need to hit that button.
All right. So, Jack, I think we've called enough attention to the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Have we not?
Yeah, jackstockwell.com. Nothing else needs to be said.
Catherine Zeta-Jones revealed a couple of years ago that she has been battling bipolar disorder for most of her adult life. Her husband and his cancer diagnosis was the trigger for it getting worse and her needing attention because she basically just lost it. She says in an article that is in the Telegraph in Britain that I've been dealing with this for a long time. She's a well-known British actress, been married to Michael Douglas for a long time. She said, quote, when you get sideswiped like my husband's illness, it's an obvious trigger for your balance. I worried. I was stressed. It was a classic trigger. She decided to go public with her battle in the hopes that it would help others like her. I know I'm certainly not the only person who suffers with it. Most people on a day-to-day basis either don't know it or don't admit to it. They don't want to know it. Is there a way of, I mean, it's a form of depression in a sense. People in their, I guess, swinging moods and different ways of addressing their life and problems and stuff. So is there some way, you're into the naturopathic way of living, is there something that people can take? I suppose that's, I mean, there are all kinds of drugs around.
There's something they can do.
What can
there's something that they can do. And again, it comes back to the health of the gut. And whether we're talking about bipolar disorder or, more properly, I guess, bipolar affective disorder, or whether we're talking about something as serious as schizophrenia, hyperactivity disorder, again, when we deal with this in the clinic, and we deal with this all the time, we have to go to the gut first because of the leaky nature of 9 out of 10 Americans with poisons in the foods, environmental factors, the stuff that's in the water, the stuff we breathe, the stuff we eat, leaking through the wall of the gut, getting into the bloodstream, and going to certain parts of the body to affect its function. One of the most important ones, of course, is the brain. And so when we're able to work with healing and sealing the lining of the gut and some other things to help support better brain function in the sense of getting more important trace minerals across the blood-brain barrier into the brain, these things just, I'm telling you, they disappear like the changing of the seasons without ever using one drug.
Disappear.
They disappear.
But you got to know you have it first, right?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, your family knows you have it.
Yeah.
You may not know you have it, but your family does, because they'll see you swing between the manic depressive stages. The days you don't want to get out of bed, the days you won't go to bed, because you're going to go out and repaint the whole house
all
by yourself.
Is that the only thing that, how else does it manifest? Might it manifest?
Oh, it's just a lot of the changing of the mood. You can be howdy doody one moment and Hannibal Lecter the next moment, and this kind of a swing back and forth is, you know, that was quite a bipolar spread, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, in fact. Yeah, but it's something that affects a lot of people.
But again, it does, and again, it's the health of the gut that affects the health of the brain every time.
So somebody could email you, Jack at jackstockwell.com, to get information about what might be what
you put in
there.
I'll be glad to help him out.
Into the gut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Dr. Jack, very helpful fellow. That's why he's here helping you, one of the doctors who treat with a license, as opposed to Dr. Doug, who treats without a license here on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Let's go through the top five songs from this week in 1981. Ready for this?
This was one of my first favorite songs when I was little.
Summertime, last week of July, 1981, Elvira.
Did you bend your knees and put your elbows out when you...
Oh, yeah. My heart was Elvira.
You have a great voice. Number five, a lot of fun, this song. Didn't Elvira become a much more popular girl's name after this song became popular, or was it Elvira in the nighttime?
Mistress of the Dark.
Mistress of the Night, or
whatever, whoever she was.
Yeah.
Was this song related to that, or was it two separate?
No.
All right. Anyway, so we all know Elvira. Number five this week in 1981. All right, so this is all, Richie, this is complete syrup week.
Oh, yeah.
Complete Pap and Syrup Week.
Bring her on. Let's
number four is Joey Scarberry. Wait, you go through the list even more, Jennifer.
I loved this show, though. That was a great show.
Was he on the show?
What was the show?
It was American Hero. This is Joey Scarborough. No, he was not on the show. No.
Believe it or not, it's just me. All right, so that's number four. Number three belonged to Rick Springfield.
This isn't syrupy. It's a little bit pop rock.
It's pop rock. Yeah.
And he's still out there getting it done, man.
Yeah. Just his one song. Yeah. I love him.
Is he still on General Hospital?
No.
What does he do?
With this song.
That's
County Fairs everywhere.
Doesn't he have other songs, though, that were popular?
Yes. He's got about five songs that were top 40.
So he can entertain. His manager found my ID once, right?
No. Yes.
Did you? So he can entertain for a half hour, and then
he still packs in the 45-year-old women like nobody's business. Yeah.
More than Tom Jones?
I have friends that go on a 3-day cruise that's based on Rick Springfield performing two of the nights. Yeah.
All right, so he is that generation's version of Tom Jones, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could say that. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I can say that. I just did. Thanks, Richie.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Well, that's number three this week during this week, 1981. Here's number two.
Ooh, good one.
Kim Carnes.
Speaking of a one-song wonder.
Yeah.
Although this is such a great song.
I have my disc jockey voice on now. You like it? You notice it?
Very professional.
Right. Betty Davis.
How much do you think she drank or smoked to get that voice?
Kim Carnes?
Yeah.
Pot. That's a pot voice, isn't it?
It's something voice.
Oh, no.
Isn't that a pot voice? So why do you say, oh, no?
I don't know. I said, I don't know.
I think that's what...
I didn't know there was a pot.
People who smoke a lot of pot.
I don't think you to get that the cigarette voice.
I don't think so.
Thank you, Roberta.
I like the professional pot.
I don't sound like that at all.
Okay. Let's keep moving. Number one during this week.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Number one. Yep. Understand the one that you love loves you in so many ways.
cannot imagine why somebody would go out and spend $10 on that.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember having all their albums. I was no doubt in my mind. I was no longer.
I might get you the live box set for Christmas this year.
Keep going garage sales in the weekend or something?
Can you see Doug trucking through Framingham with that windows down, blasting Air Supply, live
crying,
box set?
I got to buy a truck or a Rover or something that's got the CD in it.
The box set of Air Supplies. I have to buy you the 8-track player that goes along with it.
No. It's come on. It's not a CD.
We got a cassette. It's all right.
Yeah, no, it's a CD. Thank you very much.
Put a record player in the
truck. Sure, you enjoyed that very much. All right, there we've gone through the top five songs this week in 1981 on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your big deal today.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and other senior government officials on July 27th at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended fighting in Korea. Korean War veterans will also be honored for their service and sacrifice at this special program, which will include wreath-laying ceremonies. The United Nations allies that fought in the war will also be recognized. That's July 27th at 8 a.m. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Come and honor Korean War veterans. For more information, go to KoreanWar60.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Ready to work on some more fun, some more news, some more information.
Yes.
All right. So at DougStephan.com today, there's a story about what's going on in your home state, my adopted state of California, Jennifer. Commuters may have been alarmed by highway signs that warned them they were being watched by missile-equipped drones. The signs were fake, installed by an artist from Napa, and had been taken down by the CHP. It was an art project inspired by real road signs. He said, quote, I thought myself, speed by aircraft, monitored by aircraft, is kind of ridiculous. How are you going to enforce speed? If you know how that works, they put a line on the road, and then there's a mile, and they have a plane flying over you, and we see how long it takes you to get from one end of the mile, the one end of that course, to the other. And if it's, they've got it down to the second. I'm trying to remember what state. It may have been Michigan or Wisconsin. I got stopped once for driving over the speed limit. I didn't see any police anywhere, but I saw a yellow line on the road, and then up a mile ahead there was another line, and about 45, 50 seconds later, I saw a policeman. And he pulled me over. I said, what's the story? He said, you were speeding. I said, really? Yeah, we got you going between the two yellow lines at 74 miles an hour. So
it doesn't seem fair. If they can't catch you, it just doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
I got one of those tickets. It's called VASCAR, where they get you from the airplane.
Yeah.
And I'm on 95 north towards Baltimore in Maryland, and I come around the bend on 95, and it's an interstate highway.
Yep.
And so people are doing, if I'm speeding, I'm doing about 70 miles an hour. And state trooper, left lane, steps out in front of me with an orange vest on, holds his hand up, halt. And
you're at 70.
I basically have to lock
them
up.
Yep.
I got flat spots on my tires trying to slow down and get over
ridiculous
to the side of the road.
That's so stupid.
I get over to the shoulder and he walks up to me and he rolls down I roll down my window and I say, let me ask you something. How much do they pay you to step out in front of speeding traffic like that?
It's not enough.
It's idiotic.
It is idiotic. All right, so that story at DougStephan.
Still got a
.com. Yeah, nice going, Richie.
Nice try, though.
Long list.
One of the things that people like about this program is that it sounds like we're all a family. We have the same sort of issues once in a while. We argue with one another about things.
We have the black sheep. We have the crazy people.
Yeah, right.
She nailed it.
Yeah, right. And she should know, as it were. How do we help you increase your family's happiness or the togetherness or the
alcohol?
Yeah, it works.
I think that, well, but then what happens when the alcohol wears off?
More alcohol.
I once heard a counselor say that sometimes non-family members feel more like family.
Yeah,
because you choose those people.
Absolutely.
Blood relatives. Every family is dysfunctional. It's just that some
please, mine's
of ours
perfectly fine. What are you talking about?
are more than others. For those of us who have witnessed the heartbreak of alcohol, Well, I've told the story in the air about my mother, and so, you know, these kinds of addictions happen. It's tough. My sister and I are actually beginning to talk about what it was like when we were, to my younger sister, my older sister, I have nothing to do with it. My younger sister, talking about some of the things that we have realized in coming to grips with the fact our family wasn't perfect. As my stepmother said once at dinner, a month, that's what got us to talking about this. My sister and I, my stepmother had had dinner at my sister's house, and I went down to visit for dessert. And she was talking about what a wonderful childhood we had. My sister's looking at her and said, what planet are you on? She basically said, what planet are you on? We had a horrible childhood. And so, and Frances couldn't believe it. She couldn't get over it. She didn't want to admit to it. That's it. Part of it is people don't want to go there because it's just too
painful.
Well,
how long was she a part of your life? When did your father marry her?
She was a part of my life more than my mother was.
Well, I mean,
in terms of years.
At what age?
My mother died the year I got married, so I was at 24.
Right. So, see, so, she joined you as an adult. And, you know, people,
I wasn't an adult at 24. Are you kidding?
No, when did Frances come in?
I'm talking. Well, Frances was having an affair with my father for years before they were married.
But I think people, when they're involved with your childhood, they want to believe that it's better than it was.
Better than it was.
I mean, I think people, like a stepmother who may have joined the family at 16 and didn't deal with the sad little 8-year-old boy, think that they want, you know, they want to make themselves feel better and think that it was a good childhood because they had a part in, some part in it.
Yeah. There's a thing about what goes on in families. It's very hard sometimes for us to kind of go there, and that's why my older sister doesn't want to deal with it, because she doesn't want to share stories, she doesn't want to communicate, because she's happy, and I think that's what you got to sort of be. She's happy in her state of oblivion.
Why mess with it?
Exactly.
Well, and why go back? If
your life is okay, and you're happy and satisfied with it, then you don't. If you're wondering about something, sometimes you got to figure it out. But then there are, on the more pleasant side of this, what sort of rituals, forgetting about all this other baloney that may have created some horrible piece of your life, do you have memories of pizza night, for example, or of having a baseball game with the members of your family? I know my...
Kick the can.
Yeah.
Rockville, Maryland, when we were in elementary school.
My younger sister's husband has a... I don't know, four people in the family. And even though they're pretty dysfunctional as adults, so they seem to be, they had fun, the four of them, together when they were kids. Because they sort of got away from what went on, I think, in a way. And they actually, I'm quite fond of Nancy's husband. I think he's a very good, solid guy. We've had our stuff over the years, but then don't we all? It's dealing with it and either saying you're sorry or just acknowledging it or just, okay, so we had this and that was a problem, let's move on. It's just that thinking about whether we like the relationships that we choose or the ones we're born into. Some people feel obliged because there's blood there. You got to feel close to your family because they're blood. I don't know that that's true. It isn't true. I think it's hard. A lot of people
just give up.
I think it's hard.
They don't work at it. They don't try.
That word hate is so horrible. But to not want to deal with your family because of something that happened, and to not talk about it or just go away.
You're weak.
Yeah, I think that's bad. I don't see how you do that. I don't think you have to be best buddies with them, but I think you somehow or other got to deal with it.
I mean, at some point you got to cut the cord. Yeah. But you know, in general, if you don't sit down and talk.
Right.
Look people in the eye and say, here's what's going on.
With people that you love, if you love somebody, you got to talk about what's what and who's who.
Plus, you learn lessons for yourself when you figure other people out.
But it takes two to tango.
I remember going across, when I graduated from college, my father had decided he was going to rent a Winnebago and go across the desert from Dallas to Los Angeles, and he wanted me to come with him. And he had my sister, my oldest sister and her husband, and one of their children, it seems to me, and he was in this van, it wasn't a big Winnebago. So I joined them in Phoenix for one night. That was it. I got there, I spent a night with them, and I left. It was the most horrible.
You were the same back then as you are now.
I am exactly the same now as I was then. One night, and it was enough.
All right, see you guys later.
See you later. Adios, goodbye. Anyway, they broke down the day I left them. The water the water, what you call it, water pump on the engine blew out in 118 degrees in the Death Valley Desert.
Horrifying.
Oh, man, if you don't think that brought them together or not. 18 before the hour. Okay, in a moment, we're going to bring to you our Dream Big America weekly contestant. So you can listen to all three of them. Contestant number one is Paulette Fox from Life Ice, Joshua Goldberg from We Counsel is contestant number two, and John Jacobin from Bot in Des Moines is number three. We're doing this with Dream Big America. We've started this initiative to try to help encourage entrepreneurialism in our country. So every week on Tuesday, we have a combination. We put the people on Good Day, sorted together with these folks. They spend 2 minutes pitching their company, and then you can call and vote on who you think was the best one by going to, let's see here, you dial 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Text DBA to that number, or you can go to dreambigamerica.us, that website. Find your favorite contestant on the homepage and click. So you can figure out which of the three are your favorite contestants in a moment. In 60 seconds, we'll play these three contestants, and you can figure out who you'd like to vote for as we revisit this week's episode of Dream Big America here on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, so let's get started here. Listen carefully. These are all entrepreneurs that have started a company. They're looking for support, and they'll get it by your vote, because we have now a really great prize thing that will come as we put the winners the first 3 weeks on together next Tuesday to compete for the final position for the month. Paulette Fox runs Life Ice. Here's her pitch.
I want to start by asking a somewhat rhetorical question, and that's, have you ever found yourself playing the role of caregiver, caring for a loved one battling anything from a small cold to maybe something more serious? I'm sure many of you at home are nodding your heads yes. Well, that was me. Summer 2010, I left my life in New York City, and I moved back home to help care for my mother, who unfortunately started losing her 7-year battle with ovarian cancer. As her health deteriorated, she stopped eating, so doctors started recommending ice chips. I'm sure many of us are familiar with the scenario. But I soon realized while she was getting hydration, she was getting no nutrition. Frustrated, I began blending and freezing fresh fruits and vegetables, essentially making nutritional ice chips. It's a simple idea, right? Yet nothing like this existed. My mother stayed with us beyond doctors' expectations, though she sadly did lose her battle that September. But every one of those extra days was a gift that I never imagined I could give. Inspired by these nutritional ice chips, and after 2 years of research and development, I'm proud to introduce Life Ice, the first all-natural, freeze-and-eat bite-sized ices. With a texture more like mini popsicles, our Life Ice cubettes have been specially formulated with all-natural ingredients. We've got 4 great flavors, a berry, a citrus, a green, a chocolate. We've got something for everyone. Life Ice is the new frozen way to snack healthy. For the health conscious consumer and their kids, we've got value claims that resonate and ingredient names that you can actually pronounce. But I think our coolest innovation is that we're sold shelf stable, in room temperature, in a liquid form, in custom designed trays, so it's a freeze at home product. But my proudest moment so far has been launching on April 24th, my mother's birthday. And we did so as an official partner with the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. In fact, it was them who said it best. Life Ice is a daughter's gift that has become a mother's legacy. And I'm excited because I think we're just getting started.
All right, so that's contestant number one, Paulette Fox from Life Ice. If you liked her pitch, and then you go to dreambigamerica.us, find her on the website, and click on vote. Here's contestant number two in this week's Dream Big America contest, Joshua Goldberg, who runs a company called We Counsel.
I'd like to begin by asking everyone a question. How many of us out there have had a person in their lives that has struggled or continues to struggle to receive counseling? I think a lot of us would say that we do, and I know this is true for me. You know, my mom struggled with a debilitating depression starting when I was 13 for nearly 10 years. And at first she did attend therapy, but after only a few sessions, she wasn't able to leave our house. and this had a negative impact on her and my family. It really changed the way we lived our lives. Thankfully, she's doing well today, and she encourages me to share her story to help others out. You know, this experience made us wonder if anything could be created to keep this from happening to more people. So my friends and I embraced this challenge in realizing my mother wasn't the only person struggling. In fact, over half of the 15 million Americans seeking therapy each year don't even make it to the third appointment. This motivated us to use technology to develop a system that really solves this problem. WeCounsel provides clients and their therapists with an efficient and effective supplement to in-person treatment. Therapists in our network can work from home, they can maintain more flexible hours, and they can also increase their client base, while their clients can easily schedule appointments and receive effective treatment from the comfort of their own home. Now, just to get an idea, Doug, there are around 600,000 licensed mental health providers in the U.S. We believe this is a great resource that every one of them, along with their clients, can use. Whether you're raising kids or working a 9-to-5 job, you can now receive your counseling anywhere and anytime, as long as you have privacy and access to a computer with the Internet. I'd like to end by making an interesting point. When you think about it, if any of us broke our arm today, we'd go to a doctor. But for many, when we're struggling with our mental health, we avoid getting proper treatment due to scheduling conflicts and the social stigmas centered around it. WeCounsel is designed to work around these obstacles. Our goal is to make this country healthier, and we believe that having access to WeCounsel will help the millions of individuals, like my mother, lead better and even healthier lives.
All right, so that's contestant number two, Joshua Goldberg of WeCounsel. Number three is John Jacobin, who is from a company in Des Moines, called Bot.
I'd actually like to start by asking everybody to remember back to the last product that you bought. Think electronics, appliances, coffee makers, vacuums, that sort of thing. Now visualize taking the product out of the box. Besides the product, what else is in there? Well, it's paper. It's a giant stack of paper. Things like instructions and warranty, product registration, and more. And it's been this way for over 50 years. And what do we do with all the paper? Well, we either file it away, never to be found when we actually need it, or we trash it. So all that paper serves very little benefit. And if you're like 99% of the people out there, you also throw away the registration card, too. Why do we do this? Well, A, it's a pain, and B, because we don't want to get spammed with emails and junk mail. And that's really why we created Bot. Simply scan a product with the Bot app, and all that paper is captured forever in the app and on the cloud. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from any device. And there's no need to register a product ever again. We keep your personal information safe and secure, and that means all the benefits of registration, but none of the spam. We even notify you before your warranty expires so you're not left footing the bill. We keep electronic copies of receipts for surefire proof of purchase, and we notify you of any recalls or safety alerts. Doug, you'd be surprised. These happen almost every day for multiple products, and no one ever knows. The coolest of all is the Bot service team support. Anything happens to a product that you've tagged, just tell us what happened right through the app. We have all the information about the product, and we'll actually contact the manufacturer. So no more sitting on the phone waiting for somebody to answer or being passed around. We take that off your plate. I mean, the things we own do actually make life easier. That is, until they make life harder. And that's where Bot comes in. We make owning things simple. Pretty simple, don't you think?
All right, John Jacobin of Bot in Des Moines, Iowa. So these three people have now explained what their deal is. They've made a pitch for your support. The Dream Big America text line is DBA. Text DBA to 612-223-7326. Or you go to the dreambigamerica.us website. Find your favorite contestant on the homepage and click vote if you enjoy their story.
Great stories here. Yeah. Just regular people trying to do something cool.
You can hear the whole broadcast in a podcast at DougStephan.com. It's easily marked there for you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
situation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Fast 30, I'm sorry, 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments, starting with movie music. This is Revenge of the Nerds from the Rubinos, from the movie of the same name, number one movie during this week in 1984.
Wow, right. this has like a time stamp just punched right on it, doesn't it?
All right, let's get rid of this. Let's get right to Chuck, who has movie news for us today. And we also have our contest. We've got to get to that first, Richie. This is the number one movie during this week in the year 2000. And if you listen carefully, we'll present three audio clips from the movie itself. And if you can figure out what the movie is from the clips, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684 in an attempt to be the first person who calls with the right answer and gets the swell prize. Here's the first clue.
We are the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
888-302-3684. Chuck, are you get it from that?
No.
Familiar.
All right, next clip, Richie.
The whole world out there is full of people that hate and fear you, and you're wasting your time trying to protect them. I got better things to do.
I'm stumped.
Serious movie.
I don't know it.
888-302-3684. I kind of vaguely remember the title.
What year?
In 2000, did I say? This is number one movie during this week in 2000.
Huh.
All right, last clip.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution.
Oh. That's Patrick Stewart, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that answers it right there.
There you go. All right, Chuck, you got it now, yeah?
I do have it.
Yeah.
All right, 888-302-3684. Actually, it makes not a bit of difference, not a lick of difference, whether Richie, Roberta, Jennifer, or Chuck have the answer. What's most important is that you have the answer, and you dial it in at 888-302-3684. Chucker presents movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com.
All right, thank you. 888-302-3684. Chucker, I went to see, it was pouring rain here yesterday afternoon, and after two bouts on the tractor, changing my clothes twice, and just deciding at the end of the afternoon I didn't want to do any more work, whether it was the radio work or the farm work, I'd had enough. So I went to the movies. And I saw White House Down, which I thought was in many ways better than the one that was out in May with Gerard Butler. Both the same story. James Woods plays a bad... I mean, you just... The bad guys are bad and...
Is it as stupid as it looks, but entertaining?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah,
just
a
dumb action flick where you just sit there and let it go.
I think the difference between White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen, that was a film with Gerard Butler. Olympus Has Fallen was a little more hardcore, serious.
Yeah, maybe.
White House Down was a little lighter in tone, but
maybe a little bit.
I like both of them.
Yeah, you like them both. Yeah, I did too. I would say they were both entertaining.
I don't get light in tone when I look at the trailers for that movie with the White House just blowing up in flames.
It has a lot more humor.
Oh, okay.
I also went to see Reds 2, which...
Oh, I want to see
that. I want to see that,
too. Yeah, it was okay.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is an interesting... He plays an interesting character in this.
How many tickets did you buy again?
Rich, I mean, Chucker, what's in the movie you bought today?
Earlier in the summer season, everything seemed to be a hit, but in the last month, there have been five major box office failures in the U.S. After Earth with Will Smith, White House Down, which... surprisingly, has been a flop. The Lone Ranger, Pacific Rim, and RIPD. That's a lot of money lost on the spreadsheet among Hollywood studios, and more, certainly more than they wanted. One other bit of news, an appealing actress named Rose Marie DeWitt has signed on as the female lead in the remake of the 1982 classic film Poltergeist, which begins filming before the year's over. I believe she played Ben Affleck's wife in the movie The Company of Men. I like that a lot.
Okay. All right, here's Oscar with the name of the movie. Oscar, what's the name of the movie we've played the outtakes from?
X-Men, sir.
X-Men, the number one movie this week in 2000. That is correct, sir. So we, from one sir to another to sir with love, I will send you, he probably doesn't want my love, but he'll get a prize anyway.
What's your prize?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.